The Upper Grand District School Board wants to make sure facilities it uses outside of those it owns are inclusive to everyone. The decision comes after trustee Mike Foley told Tuesday's board meeting that many in the community have reached out to him with concerns about being excluded by organizations that the board does business with. The only time someone who identifies as 2SLGBTQI+ would be allowed into these organizations was when they were rented out. What a slap in the face to our students and staff to know that otherwise they were not welcome, said trustee Mike Foley. Upon becoming aware of this discrimination, I shared my anger and need for change with Board Chair McNeil, who consulted with staff, and determined we currently limit, but haven't yet ended, our business with any organization that does not embrace the guiding principles of equity and human rights that we do. The board unanimously passed a motion placed by Foley that the UGDSB review policy 302 to take into consideration that all vendors the board uses provide a safe space for all students, staff and community members, including those who identify as 2SLGBTQI+ or any other group. This has been an ongoing problem. I've had a number of people contact me and we finally got to a meeting. So here we are, I'd like to put that motion forward, said Foley at Tuesday's meeting. I'm aware of only one space at this point in time, but the number of people that have reached out to me is pretty large in the last few months. The board's purchasing policy, Policy 302, states that goods and services must be at an acceptable level of quality, and that the board serves the public interest with fair, open and transparent procurement processes in the acquisition of goods and services. I think it's important that we take as public stand on this as possible because we owe our community an apology for what we've done unintentionally for many years, and we need to correct that as soon as possible, said Foley. The motion was originally placed without being embedded into the purchasing policy until trustee Linda Busutel said when the board shares its space with groups, they should agree to the board's principles and policies. I've been very proud. Over the last 2-3 years, especially the amazing work that we've done on equity and inclusion. It only makes sense that we reflect those values, added trustee Mark Bailey. In terms of the lens we use to choose which organizations we choose to do business with, and as such I very much support this motion.